This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 26th of August, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, Israel sees clear skies with temperatures warm in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In Haifa, a gentle breeze is making for a pleasant afternoon. Meanwhile, Eilut enjoys bright sunshine. Here are today's headlines. First, just in. Walla reports that former President Trump places Israel at the center of a nuclear agreement with Saudi Arabia. This deal allows American companies to build reactors and nuclear infrastructure in the kingdom. Also, a short time ago, Ynet covered Evyatar David's first international interview since his release. He recounted to CNN the starvation and cruelty he faced while in Hamas captivity. Also this hour. According to I-24 News, Qatar's liquefied natural gas exports have plunged 96% from pre-war levels. Separately, earlier today, Forward reported that Darlene Graham has secured the GOP Senate nomination. She defeated U.S. House Rep. Ralph Norman in South Carolina. And finally, JTA notes that Darlene Graham credits Trump for her victory. She will now face off against Democrat Annie Andrews. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist and commentator, posted earlier today. He shared that Hakeem Jeffries, a top Democrat, condemned Hassan Piker's anti-Semitism on CNN. Gideon Saar, Israel's foreign minister, announced that Dutch representatives will be expelled from the Gaza Support Center. This decision follows Dutch legislation banning trade in Israeli products from certain regions. Belaz News, a news source focusing on Israeli affairs, highlighted the expulsion of Dutch diplomats. The move comes in response to the Netherlands' recent trade ban related to Israeli settlements. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the nuclear deal involving Saudi Arabia. According to Walla, this agreement could significantly alter regional dynamics. It not only boosts American influence, but also places Israel at a strategic advantage. This development might shift the geopolitical landscape, impacting future alliances. Turning to the harrowing account of Evyatar David, Ynet reports that his ordeal in Hamas captivity involved forced labor and starvation. David's story highlights the humanitarian concerns in the region. It underscores the need for ongoing diplomatic efforts to address such issues. Meanwhile, I-24 News covers the drastic drop in Qatar's natural gas exports. The decrease is attributed to ongoing regional tensions. This decline affects global energy markets and could lead to increased energy costs worldwide. Now on the political front, Forward's report on Darlene Graham's nomination is notable. Her victory signifies a strong GOP presence in South Carolina. This outcome may influence upcoming electoral strategies across the U.S. Finally, JTA's coverage of Graham's credit to Trump emphasizes her alignment with his policies. Her upcoming contest with Democrat Annie Andrews could shape the political landscape in her state. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports on a new desalination facility project. It's set to supply about 40% of Israel's water needs, marking it the largest of its kind globally. Separately, Globes reveals that Turkey is investigating potential antitrust violations by Teva. Teva has denied any misconduct and is cooperating with the authorities. And finally, KeyTech reports on an influence campaign using AI linked to a fictitious Israeli research institute. OpenAI uncovered the campaign's Russian origins, highlighting the ongoing challenges of misinformation. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 4 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.